Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Siren going off, and you know that means it's an emergency. And we have a new system now, the Amber Alert system, that lets you know there's a child that has been potentially kidnapped in an area near you. It's an emergency. It's a warning. Look out. Child predator on the loose. So it's really an amazing thing. In the last week, maybe 10 or so days, since the Sound of Freedom came out, and the issue of child sex trafficking has become to the front of the conversation, how much the left, the Democrats, and the liberals don't want to have it. Well, Donald Trump took it in a different way, and after seeing the film, he had this to say.
I was thrilled to host a screening at Bedminster of the important new film, Sound of Freedom, about the power of faith in overcoming evil, and in particular, the evil of child trafficking. Big problem. We had it down to the lowest number in many years just 4 years ago, and now it's gone through the roof. Even though the fake news media has tried to ignore it, Sound of Freedom has been a national sensation and a colossal success at the box office. Really big numbers. Everyone should see it. This is a very important film and very important movie, and it's a very important documentary all wrapped up in one. It's really about an issue that has to be discussed. Under my leadership, we did more than any administration in history to combat human trafficking and to end modern-day slavery. In one of my first acts in office, I signed an executive order targeting transnational criminal organizations that traffic and exploit innocent people. I signed the Frederick Douglass Trafficking Victims Prevention and Protection Reauthorization Act, authorizing $430 million to fight sex and labor trafficking. I signed legislation to crack down on foreign countries who are not meeting standards for eliminating trafficking, of which there are many. I also signed into law the Abolish Human Trafficking Act, which strengthened programs supporting survivors and provided more resources for ending modern slavery. We do have modern slavery, if you can believe it. Additionally, I created the first ever White House position focused solely on combating human trafficking. And perhaps most importantly, we created the most secure border in U.S. history by far, dealing a major blow to the cartels and traffickers. We built hundreds of miles of wall. We renovated hundreds of miles of wall. We never had anything like it. And then I got Mexico, free of charge, to give us 28,000 soldiers to protect us from people coming into our country illegally. When I am back in the White House, I will immediately end the Biden border nightmare that traffickers are using to exploit vulnerable women and children. We will fully secure the border. I will wage war on the cartels just as I destroyed the ISIS caliphate, 100% gone, 100% destroyed. They'll come back now because we have a weak administration. I will use Title 42 to end the child trafficking crisis by returning all trafficked children to their families in their home countries and without delay. And I will urge Congress to ensure that anyone caught trafficking children across our border receives the death penalty immediately, and that includes also for women, because women, as you know, are number one in trafficking. Children are actually number two. I want to thank Eduardo, Jim, Tim Ballard, and everyone else involved in this film for their incredible efforts and their great genius. Together, we will end the scourge of human trafficking, and we will defend the dignity of human life. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Donald Trump. Death penalty for all child traffickers. Now, who doesn't agree with that? Well, we found out, haven't we, in the last 10 days. We have found out who doesn't agree with that. Now, we are really going to get into the 2024 presidential election again here tonight, because just like last Sunday night, there have been major developments in the last week. So we're going to look at some polls and break it all down right here.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And honored to be here with you on this Sunday, July 23rd, 2023 edition of the Alex Jones Show. I will tell you, Alex Jones is in studio. He's working on some other stuff right now. I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you, but let's just say big book going to be hitting the shelves very soon. So he's got some work he's doing on that right now. I told him to come in here, pop in if you need a break from that. He said, no, I'm going to be busy with this. So we'll see. We may be hearing from Alex at some point tonight as well. And just quick programming note here for InfoWars Sunday Night Live. After the Alex Jones Show, 2 hours right here on band.video, Harrison Smith is going to be joining me in studio, and we're going to be chopping it up on everything I'm about to cover here with your calls as well. So, going to be a lively 4 hours here at InfoWars tonight, and I am excited and honored to be here with you. Let's get into it. So, let's talk about where we're at politically in America today. If you look to your left, you're going to see somebody that has the basic worldview and understanding that crooks run the country and we are in a much worse place since Joe Biden has taken office and we were doing much better under Donald Trump. If you look to your right, you're going to see somebody that understands that, but also believes that the election was stolen from Trump. And then if you look behind you, you're going to see somebody that agrees with all those ideas, but also thinks that there's a pedophile cult blackmailed running the country with the likes of Jeffrey Epstein. And you look around and you say, well, gee, I used to be in the minority here. Now everybody agrees. Why aren't we winning politically? Why aren't we crushing politically? Why are we still dealing with the corruption, the criminals in D.C., with the lies and deception of the American left? What is going on here? Well, it just highlights, it's just the evidence of all the corruption that we know we are living under. Your worst fears that your elections are rigged and stolen from you, perhaps confirmed with this real world experience. So we've got this strange phenomenon where, seemingly more than ever, the average American just gets it, might not fully understand everything, might not be immersed in it like you or I, but no, they see that since Biden's got into office, it's much worse. They know the media is lying to them. They know the government's extremely corrupt. They know D.C. is the district of criminals. It's basic common knowledge. And hell, a lot of people are really starting to get ticked off about it, too. And that's a whole nother level of this. But my guess is you've probably experienced this, as I have experienced this. And now the polls are reflecting this. not just with Donald Trump surging right now to the top of the Republican nomination polls. It's basically like 60% is the lowest he's pulling at now. So it's pretty much over. It's done. But you've got the little kamikazes being run by Ron McDaniel, which is now confirmed. Ron McDaniel is running the kamikazes of Chris Christie and Nikki Haley and probably Asa Hutchinson and Mike Pence, too. It's Ron McDaniel. Ron McDaniel is not moving the ball forward for what are supposed to be Republican values. Ron McDaniel is not moving the ball forward for what are supposed to be conservative values. Ron McDaniel is not trying to make the Republican Party victorious politically. No, her job is to sabotage Donald J. Trump. And so she's trying to trick Trump right now to get on the debate stage with her kamikazes, Nikki Haley, Chris Christie, amongst others. Now, Trump's smarter than that. It's a shame because I'd like to see Trump on the debate stage. That's the lion. That's the line on the stage with the hyenas. It only helps him, in my view. But why would you? When you know it's a trap, when you know it's a setup, and you don't have to because you already have the nomination, you have nothing to gain. So I don't blame Donald Trump for not taking the bait. But Ronna McDaniel is trying to trick him. Does Ronna McDaniel think she's smarter than Donald Trump? Maybe it's a good thing. If you're an optimist, you're looking at all of this and you're saying, okay, it's a good thing that the country got to see what Joe Biden's presidency was like. It's a good thing that the country gets to see what Kamala Harris is and what affirmative action did to the Supreme Court with Judge Brown Jackson. This is a good thing. It's a good thing that Ronna McDaniel is running the Republican Party right now so that people that actually care about the country can see that she's not actually working for the values of the voters. She's working to get Donald Trump. She's working for the political elite. She's working for the political establishment. Maybe it's a good thing we're seeing all of this right now. And then maybe by way of a miracle, we can have a fair election and Donald Trump gets in and we can actually turn all this stuff around. That's the optimist. But then you just see how absolutely corrupt things are right now. I'm anticipating hundreds, if not thousands, of more arrests coming this year. I mean, for what? I don't know. January 6th? Talking bad about the Bidens? Yeah, that's where this will go. Absolutely. IRS going after anybody that questions the Bidens. Yeah, I expect to see all of this. And it doesn't matter that Joe Biden is now at a 39% approval rating, the second lowest of all time, but totally got 81 million votes. Totally for sure got 81 million votes. I guarantee it, 81 million votes, more than Obama. Obama was actually popular. I knew people that liked Obama. I knew a lot of Obama voters. When Obama won, I was not shocked. But Biden voters? I do still wonder how far this RFK Jr. campaign is really going to go within the confines of the Democrat Party or beyond the confines of the Democrat Party. Or maybe even into the arms of Donald Trump? Because you know they're not going to let him get the nomination. I mean, at this point, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? The bait and switch. Oh, Joe Biden's running. Everybody get behind Joe Biden. And then pull him out last minute, put in Gavin Newsom. Or as Ryder Stone thinks, Michelle Obama. I would put zero faith in the Michelle Obama theory, except that I just know Roger Stone too well, and his political compass is about as true north as it gets. So when Obama, sure, but oh yeah, they're going to run Michelle Obama. Oh yeah, she wants to be back in the White House. Yeah, she does. But if Roger Stone says it, I'm telling you, his political compass is true north. So well, whatever the plan is, there is no way they can run Biden. There's just no way. It's too obvious that he can't, that the whole thing is a fraud. And now with the lowest approval rating since Carter, and it's tanking fast, not to mention all the crimes, The Hunter Biden bribes, the Joe Biden bribes, the Ukrainian bribes, the Russian bribes, the Chinese bribes. And we still only have seen the tip of the iceberg on that. The Oversight Committee still is looking for other Biden bank records that they are going to get that are probably going to divulge even more millions of dollars going into the Biden family. And in most polls, even, it's really, the polls between Biden and Trump, it's just like, you can't even really take them seriously. Some have Biden up by a couple points, some have Trump up by a couple points. I'd throw those polls out the window. The nominee polls are pretty accurate on the Republican side. Trump's obviously winning. On the Democratic side, I'm a little skeptical. I think RFK is a little more popular than 20-25%. But it's the real world test. It's the real world test. I'm telling you, folks. You wanna find out how popular Trump is? Go wear a Trump hat. You're gonna be getting high fives. You're gonna have people saying, "Yeah, Trump's my guy." I'm telling you. No, for Biden though, no, not even one.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. Buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bidenomics will hurt hardworking Americans the most, and they're already feeling it. It's Bidenomics, where the price at the pump for you to fill up your car has doubled. It's Bidenomics, where your energy bill, electricity bill, gas bill has doubled. It's Bidenomics. Your grocery bill has doubled. It's Bidenomics. Your taxes have gone up. It's Bidenomics. By the way, did we mention the value of your dollar has also gone down? Well, gee, if you wanted to put an entire country of people into a caste system where they couldn't rent, or rather, all they could do is rent, they couldn't own anything, that's exactly what you would want to do. If you wanted to kill the entrepreneurial spirit of Americans, you would regulate and tax them out of the motivation to start something and create something on their own. And that's what we call Bidenomics. Trump beating Biden by 18 points among independents, which, if there was the scenario of RFK Jr. or Tulsi Gabbard or both of them breaking off and running third-party ticket, that means it would be Democrats hemorrhaging votes. And that would be a crushing blow to whoever the nominee ends up being. But like I said, it's going to be interesting to see how far RFK takes this campaign inside the confines or beyond that of the Democrat Party. Joe Biden is the second most unpopular president in modern America history. Modern American history, 39% approval rating right now and sinking. And sinking. When the... Well, I guess it would be better. At the end of the year, Biden is going to be about 35% approval rating. The economy is going to get worse. More people are going to get harassed by the federal government. And we might even be going to a larger scale war in Ukraine or maybe even Taiwan. So this is going to be down to about 35 or less by the end of the year. 81 million votes. And getting 60-70% in the polls for nominee for the Democrat Party? Who likes this guy? I don't know anybody. I don't know a single person that is a proud Biden voter. And then there's the corruption. FBI hid evidence corroborating that Biden's took $10 million from Ukraine. Oh, that's right. Ahead of the 2020 election, the FBI had evidence. A, they knew Hunter Biden's laptop was real, but B, they also had evidence that the Bidens were taking tens of millions of dollars, not only from Ukraine, but other countries as well. The IRS knew it as well. And they covered it all up to protect Joe Biden during the 2020 election. And we're all in a trance, including myself. I'm not pointing the finger at anybody. I'm saying we are all in a trance here that we have dealt with and just accepted so much political corruption that the Bidens get caught red-handed taking tens of millions of dollars, could be hundreds of millions of dollars when it's all said and done to the Biden crime family, and the FBI covered it up and hid it, and the mainstream media continues to carry water for these lies, and we just sit here and we're just supposed to take it. And this is just supposed to be how it is. This is just what it is. Or maybe you're supposed to believe that Joe Biden is actually innocent. Yes. Yes, that's what it is. Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, none of it. They've never even traveled up to a foreign country. In fact, Joe Biden has never even opened a bank account. Neither has Hunter Biden. They've never even had a bank account. Okay, so don't worry about it. Joe Biden's never even had any political power to sell on the open market. He's never been able to sell political influence and make tens of millions of dollars. None of it's going on. That's what you're actually supposed to believe. It doesn't even exist. So it's not that the FBI is covering it up. It's that it doesn't even exist. But it does exist. And people have seen the evidence and they've seen the proof and they've showed a lot of it to us. And then nothing happens. Because we're all in a trance. D.C. judge refuses to force Department of Justice to turn over records showing Biden Garland's obstruction of Hunter Biden prosecution. Oh, that's right. When Hunter Biden lied on a gun application and never registered as a foreign agent and then wasn't even paying his taxes. And Biden and Merrick Garland made sure that Hunter would be A-okay. A-okay. Well, it's good to know what Joe Biden is up to because we've been wondering. We don't really know, but now we do know he's been running protection for his son. For his son. But Marjorie Taylor Greene is the one that gets the ethics complaint now. Hunter Biden lawyers file ethics complaint against Marjorie Taylor Greene for showing his nude sex photos to Congress. That's something, isn't it? That's something. Well, actually, she was trying to highlight how Hunter Biden was lying, and he said that his sex cult membership was a business expense, and he said that his hookers and blow parties were a business expense, and it wasn't, but he did also use a business expense to put Joe Biden up into a hotel, which was confirmed via receipts with his signature on it that he said was a business expense. But Joe Biden said he never did any business with Hunter Biden. So what's that about? It doesn't matter because the IRS refuses to investigate and the FBI covers it up and the DOJ won't investigate either. But Marjorie Taylor Greene needs to hear about it because she showed you that in the hearing. And I'm sorry because it's a lot of people I respect, some people that I even know. All you people that were going after Marjorie Taylor Greene, oh, she shouldn't do this. Oh, decorum. Oh, she's shock jock. She just threw a haymaker and now they're complaining. So actually, maybe you should change your mind and support Marjorie Taylor Greene, whether you like her or not, or like her half the time or none of the time. I mean, she's up there trying to score points. She's up there moving the needle. I'd do it again. In fact, I bet she will. I bet Marjorie Taylor Greene goes to Congress and shows more images from the Hunter Biden laptop. Why? Because F them, that's why.
It's been 3 years since we had it. We got it back in stock. The amazing 30 parts per million, highest quality colloidal silver and all the great things and all the great uses. Back in stock, limited supply, InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And it's a very limited supply, but we have it back, InfoWarsStore.com, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver. The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver has returned. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes to ensure for a truly unique product that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. It is amazing. It's got thousands of reviews, five-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet returns to InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get some Super Female Vitality, some Turbo Force, some Brain Force, and some Brain Force Ultra.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Well, after much long awaited anticipation, Silver Bullet is finally back at InfoWarsStore.com. The finest colloidal silver product on the market. Well known, all the health benefits of colloidal silver. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And $24.95 right now. Double Patriot points with every order as well. So after years of being unavailable, we're proud to announce our incredible Silver Bullet colloidal silver formula from InfoWars Life is finally back. Working with one of the top colloidal silver labs in the United States, we made sure that our supplement formula is clear of additives and makes the most of its colloidal silver to bring you the greatest benefit. But the sale can't last forever. The stock is limited, so take advantage of this sale while supplies last. And, of course, it's Patriot Pride Month at InfoWarsStore.com. So that means big sales all across the storefront, all the supplements, emergency food supplies, air filters, water filters, deep discounts on
all of it. And the double Patriot points are big as well, because those can be used towards future purchases. You may have a big stockpile of those in your account right now, waiting to be used. And with big items like air filters, water filters, and emergency food supplies, that's even more Patriot points back into your account. So it's InfoWarsStore.com, and it's your support there that we are grateful for to keep us on the air. You get a great product. You support free speech. A total 360 win. Now, there are some other news stories here. I do intend to dive back into the 2024 race and the political stories when Harrison Smith joins me at 6 o'clock here, so about an hour and a half from now. But let's look at some of these other stories, and these are still all over the news. And what I notice now, too, people are talking about it in public, and specifically more so when you go into the comment sections or the reply sections, where you have stories of 23-year-old dies suddenly, you know, young athlete, female, male, whatever, you know, tennis star, track star, all of it. And people are like, hey, you know, I've really noticed that these young people dying is happening more often. What's going on? And then it's, you know, 100 people saying it's the vaccine. Stupid. What are you, you live under a rock? But so people are starting to get it. And more documents are coming out. Last week, Child's Health Defense just shared how they tested, I think it was Pfizer, tested the vaccine on pregnant rats, and, well, the babies didn't make it out. Yeah. But they told you it was safe and effective. So they tested it on pregnant rats, wasn't safe or effective, but then they told the pregnant mother safe and effective. What a shame. What a criminal shame. But that's what they did, and they just released that study last week. Leaked report confirms myocarditis cases spiked in U.S. military following forced COVID shots. So now you know more about it. And another military document where, you know, they keep good records there in the military, and they see myocarditis is spiking all of a sudden. What is going on? This has been after the vaccine. The study looked at over 32,000 individuals who had received either the Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna vaccines and monitored them for heart-related conditions. 32 of the study subjects were admitted to the hospital with heart and chest-related symptoms. So let's say there's a 1% shot, and you knew it. 1% shot, you go in there and take that COVID vaccine, that you're going to have a life-altering health side effect. Would you have taken it? Probably not. Because 1% is not safe and effective, is it? No. And pregnant rats, their little rat babies not surviving after taking the COVID vaccine, is not safe and effective, is it? But they said safe and effective over and over and over and over. But it doesn't just stop at the military. Everybody's seeing it. Cleveland Browns 32-year-old wide receiver Marquise Goodwin diagnosed with blood clots in legs and lungs. And now his football future is in question. Hall of Fame NFL cornerback and Colorado Buffalo's head coach Deion Sanders is now having more surgeries, dealing with the blood clots in his toes and legs. But don't ask about that vaccine. Oh, they wanted to know. They wanted to know your vaccine status real, real intimately, didn't they, in 2021, if you wanted to go to get groceries or go into a restaurant. They wanted to know your vaccine status, didn't they? And they had a little piece of paper they wanted you to have to prove your vaccine status. Oh, but now people are falling left and right and having blood clots, and we want to know their vaccine status. And, oh, no, 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 you're not supposed to ask about that. So, oh, you want to go have dinner. You want to send your kid to school. You need to go have an operation at the hospital. We need to know your vaccine status. Hey, all these people are keeling over with heart problems, getting blood clots. What's their vaccine status? Don't you dare ask that.
No. Don't you dare ask if Jamie Foxx had a vaccine side effect. Look, I'm not going to get conspiratorial here, okay? I'm not going to tell you that Jamie Foxx is dead and they have some actor pretending to be Jamie Foxx to save the story. But clearly, before and after Jamie Foxx with this recent illness that he has gone through with heart problems, I mean, the man looks different. I mean, this really, really messed him up, clearly. So, whatever you think about Jamie Foxx, this is a guy who dedicated his life to being an elite individual. And when it all gets ripped away from you like that, it can be a little devastating. But I'm sure he's glad he's still alive. But man, what is it that caused Jamie Foxx to go through that he comes out on the other side looking like a completely different person? Don't ask about that vaccine status, though. Don't even bring that up. How dare you? Daughter of Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine executive dies suddenly following seizures. 10-year-old Casey Corinne Moran suffered a fatal brain injury following a seizure on July 3rd. Our 10-year-old daughter Kelsey Morad passed away unexpectedly, reads a fundraiser in memory of Kelsey seeking to enhance children's services at a local soup kitchen. And, of course, we know what everyone is thinking. Israel's Netanyahu goes to hospital for pacemaker. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who rushed to the hospital early Sunday for an emergency implantation of a heart pacemaker, plunging Israel deeper into turmoil after widespread protests over his contentious judicial overhaul plan. So they kind of just, this story here, they kind of just breeze over the fact that he had to go get a pacemaker. They kind of just breeze over whatever's going on with his health. Netanyahu keeps a busy schedule, and his office says he's in good health, but over the years it has released few details or medical records. On July 15th, he was rushed to Sheba with dizziness. He later said he had been out in the hot sun and had not been drinking enough water. He was a big pusher of the vaccine, though. But see, he wanted to know, all the Israelis had to get the vaccine, and we had to know their status. But what about yours, Netanyahu? Did you take a vaccine? Did you have a side effect? Is that why you had to be rushed to the hospital for a pacemaker? Or are we not allowed to ask that? Only when citizens of the planet just want to go to the grocery store, that's when you ask.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We finally have our original best-selling colloidal silver back in stock. With the supply chain breakdowns and all the problems of the economy, we could not get the highest quality colloidal silver for almost 3 years back in stock. But now we've got it, 30 parts per million from the top lab. We got a limited shipment. Hopefully we'll have a lot of it in the future. But if you want to experience and have in your medicine cabinet, have in your preparedness arsenal, high-quality colloidal silver from the best manufacturer. We have it right now, private labeled, under the name Silver Bullet at InfoWarsStore.com. Limited supply, 30% off, InfoWarsStore.com, Silver Bullet. Research colloidal silver, find out what a game changer it is, and then get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet, back in stock, 30% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The city of Austin has pretty much turned into Grand Theft Auto, it feels like. Feels like I'm living in Grand Theft Auto now. Just sirens all the time, police pulling people over 24/7. The homelessness, poverty, degradation, derangement, just walking around on the streets. Sad. Austin wasn't like this. Not too long ago, even, it wasn't like this. But it's not just Austin. It's not just Austin. In fact, you guys, if you had that video from San Francisco that I sent you, I'm going to play this later with Harrison, but let's just, this is insane, guys. Just roll it. This person, I mean, you know, who knows what you're doing when you drive your car off a cliff, but that's San Francisco for you. It's just Biden's America. It's Democrat-run America is what it is. Pete Buttigieg juice is on it. How insane is this story? Or how insane is it that we continue to see this happen? Elderly Lowe's worker, a lady, by the way, 68-year-old Donna Hansbro, fired after getting repeatedly punched in the face trying to stop thieves. So the three alleged thieves, like a grown man and two young boys, try to steal from Lowe's. She tries to stop him. She gets beaten up, and then she gets fired for trying to stop him. What is this clown world we live in? And, of course, Lowe's public statement as well. She violated company policy. Oh, she was supposed to let the criminals steal. And I guess if they wanted to smash her face and stomp on her head on the way out, too, then she should probably say, thank you. May I have another Lowe's? I guess I won't be shopping at Lowe's anymore. But that's not the only one. You had the Lululemon story that went viral. It's happened at all kinds of stores in California. Oh, it's store policy. We don't let our employees try to stop criminal behavior, specifically thieves. Now, this whole argument of life is more important than property is such a misrepresentation of the debate. It's such a low IQ response. And it's just so typical from the American left. This isn't about people over property, okay? This is about we want to live in a civilized society. And when you break down the foundations of that by letting people run wild and the good people get punished and the bad people get rewarded, you are breaking down the very foundations of the civilized society we want to live in. We don't want to see carjackings walking around in the middle of downtown in broad daylight. We don't want to be eating lunch outside and we hear a smash and grab. We don't want to go to the grocery store or go to a whatever store and see people running in and running out with a bunch of stolen loot and nobody can do anything about it. We don't want to get on the subway and have deranged lunatics threatening people, getting aggressive with people, and then nobody's allowed to do anything or they get in trouble. This is the breakdown of civilization. It's completely insane. It's against all common sense and logic and reasoning and basic human decency. And it's all coming from and towards the same direction. From the American left towards criminals getting treated better than you. And that's why the New York City Police Union, they had one of those digital billboards that they were driving around all day this weekend. Alvin Bragg says criminals have more rights than you. New York City Police Union blasts Alvin Bragg with billboard truck after he indicts police officer. Yes, the cop that wants to stop the criminals was the bad guy. Just like Daniel Penny is the bad guy. Oh, the deranged lunatic that threatens people and runs around on the subway train and is well known for at least 5 years of being a disturbance. He's the victim here. It's like, you ever had a friend that just couldn't help but run his mouth? You're at a party, you're at a bar, he's just running his mouth. And then eventually, you know, somebody pops your friend in the face, pops him in the jaw. And then, you know, he's looking up like, well, why didn't you back me up? I'm like, back you up? You asked for that. What are you talking about? Back you up. That was totally earned. You earned that punch in the face, buddy. Now, I'm not going to let you get hurt, but let's be honest about it. See, oh, no. You run around on the subway. You run around the streets. You get aggressive. You're deranged. You harass people. Nobody's allowed to touch you. No, it's common sense. If you run around acting like a jerk and an a-hole, somebody's going to knock you down because that's what you deserve. But, oh, once again, it's the same thing. You let criminals run the country. You let deranged lunatics run the streets. You're breaking down the foundations of civilized society, and that's why it's not civilized anymore. Top Japanese diplomat violently assaulted in Portland in anti-Asian hate crime attack. What happened to stop Asian hate? What happened to stop Asian hate? Well, they found out the attackers weren't white. Yeah. And so now the stop Asian hate phenomenon isn't. It's kind of like the Me Too movement. What happened to the Me Too movement? Well, all the liberals were assaulting women, and so it went away. What happened to the Stop Asian Hate movement? Well, it was not white people assaulting the Asians, so they quit caring. Pro-life activists attacked while protesting outside D.C. Planned Parenthood. Police refused to charge attackers, despite the video evidence. Yeah, seen that too many times. Now, it's actually sad. Because somebody asked me this weekend, when you're out, because if I go out, I'll get recognized sometimes. It's like, do you ever people attack you or anything like that? And I don't really think much of it, but then I kind of sat and I thought about it. I was kind of like, geez, actually, yeah. I mean, I've been assaulted on video probably at least 10 times. I've been sucker punched multiple times when I've been out. I've had drinks poisoned when I've been out. And it was just kind of going through all that, and it was just like, man, I'm just numb to it, and I know I'm going up against the liberal terrorists and the biggest hate group in the country, the Democrats, but it's just like, these people are just total scum. Now, the good news is, it's not really like that anymore. I go out anywhere, and it's pretty much all love now. And maybe I'll talk about this story. I wore a Trump hat at a ball game this weekend, and everybody loved it. I mean, everybody loved the Trump hat. They loved it. They loved the Trump hat guy. By the way, there's a big, I think it's in California, because California is now going to allow abortions up to birth. And so in a couple of weekends from now, there's a Christian group organizing a massive prayer vigil in California that's going to be outside the, I think it's a Planned Parenthood in California, where they're going to abort up to birth now. I mean, yeah, let's just rip them right out of the womb and just feed them to the satanic cult in D.C. Just do it all live on camera. It'll be the top-rated show. And then the liberals will still deny it exists, and they'll say, that's not real, that's QAnon. Just Stop Oil climate activists blocked by counter-protesters wearing Just Stop Pissing Everyone Off t-shirts. And this is where it's going. And this is what I think is the natural, this is kind of the natural path with this. It's not a political path, but it's going to be organic. The average American that might have leaned left for whatever reasons, maybe it was a disgust towards Bush, or maybe they do have more political leanings that are leftist or liberal. But now it's reached this point where the average American that maybe leans left or votes Democrat looks at what a liberal progressive is and is so disgusted and knows it's such an embarrassment that they don't want to be associated with it anymore. And this is a perfect example. All these Just Stop Oil people that are blocking up traffic and destroying art and historic monuments and disrupting sporting events, everybody's just sick of them. But it's the same thing. It's leftists like this everywhere. And that's why you have all these people leaving the Democrat Party. And that's why you have people like Joe Rogan and Elon Musk and everybody else making fun of liberals now. When they might have been leaning left their entire lives, now they're like, yeah, these liberals, I'm not associated with them. Uh-uh. They're deranged lunatics, pedophile-esque, if not just straight-up pedophile. Nope, not me. Not with the liberals anymore. But that's what it is. They got to suck the fun out of everything. It's a bunch of people that never earned any power, that never earned any influence. It was all stolen. It was all given to them. And now they're riding that high horse all high and mighty, realizing that horse they rode was never a horse at all. It was a jackass. It was a jackass. And now it's Joe Biden, the jackass, in the wild. What's Joe Biden doing right now?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.